This is by far my most favorite podcast episode I have literally ever recorded. I'm going to be talking about how you don't have to be a luxurious entrepreneur or mentor in order to have credibility and a beautiful business. And I'm going to be talking about some really juicy tips, tricks, and mindset hacks. So definitely stay tuned. Let's dive into the episode. Welcome back. My name is Adrienne, and I am the CEO and founder of Ambitious and Caffeinated. I help moms start and grow a wildly profitable online business while putting motherhood first. Ambitious and Caffeinated helps our clients go from struggling solopreneurs to thriving empires. I started my entrepreneur journey as a teen mom who just wanted to be home with my babies and custom create my career. I knew that the 9-to-5 lifestyle was never meant for me. The business model I designed and created allows me to get paid daily, stabilize my income while working part-time hours as a stay-at-home mom. Now I help other moms turn into online CEOs, get paid daily, and own their power in motherhood. Not only do I cover all the things marketing and business, we get deep here and we don't shy away from the vulnerable chats. You can find me on Instagram at ambitiousandcaffeinated or head over to our site at ambitiousandcaffeinated.com and you can check out the free resource vault and all of the courses and programs I have available. I'm so grateful that you're here. Let's dive into the episode. All right, let's chat about this. So I remember feeling so incredibly inadequate, not only as an entrepreneur, but as a marketing mentor because I wasn't living a luxurious lifestyle. Like, I wasn't on private jets or vacationing in Bali or, you know, flying around the US. I wasn't buying handbags the same price as used cars here. And I didn't have multiple homes and I wasn't showing off high-end jewelry. And I'm sure all of us know an entrepreneur or two whose lifestyle is like this. And truthfully, I have no desire for that. I am such a homebody. I am almost always home with my babies, just focusing on raising them. I love our schooling style that we have for them. We partnered with a homeschool co-op and private school, and it's honestly the best education for my kids, and it fits our family so freaking well. I'm also a really weird chicken lady. I love gardening. I'm really getting into my gardening era, which is like super fun. I am unapologetic about the fact I have a faith and I'm focusing on Jesus. I'm focusing in my healing era, both with mental health and my physical body. And those were things that I feel like don't get displayed on social media. And if they do, they just don't get the same traction because, I mean, let's just be real. The flashy handbags and the jewelry and, you know, the vacations, those are super fun. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, I would love that. But the reality is like, I have seen to date at least a dozen, like personally, I know these people, highly sought out, luxurious, high-end, multiple six-figure businesses that shut down due to the burnout, overwhelm, lack of support, that feast and famine cycle. And you know what? Like, my business has been around for years and it's sustainable, it's predictable. We are running it in an authentic manner. And I just came to this realization, like, yes, I might not be a luxurious mentor. And I 100% am recording this in sweatpants and sports bra. And I have the most insane messy bun on top of my head. And I'm definitely wearing yesterday's makeup. But that doesn't mean my ability to generate consistent and incredible sales or develop a magnetic marketing strategy that's digestible for my clients and my ability to break down a vision for any business is any less than someone who is living a more flashier lifestyle. Because, like, let's be real. If a slightly awkward mom of four can build up a business and maintain it for several years, there must be some validity to the madness, right? And so is it just really encouraging, like, if you are someone who just feels like that imposter syndrome creeping up on you every time you're trying to post on social media and make waves in your industry, I think what's really important to note is at the end of the day, people are going to resonate on such a deep level with you for being the real version of you. And that is one thing you cannot fake, is authenticity and vulnerability. Hands down, time and time, you cannot replace those two things. And so obviously, I have an entire site up of $37 workshops and mini courses. It is ambitiousandcaffeinated.com/mini-courses. All of them are up there and they're all $37, but I have some that literally teach how to connect connection and content to create sales. And it's based on this. But if you are looking for, I have a signature masterclass that is coming out. It's called The Present Mom and Profitable CEO. I know, very iconic, very original. This is me joking. It's not original, but I really had a beautiful take on this. And it really comes down to being a real mom. And, you know, I'm so grateful. In this season, my husband ended up quitting his job a couple months ago, and I've allowed to just go full into my business again, which has been the most beautiful gift anyone has ever given me. If I'm being truthful, I'm so grateful for him. But I recognize that this season of life is different than any other season of business. I have the time and the capacity to take on a lot more clients. I have the time and capacity to be running more ad campaigns, be running, having multiple team members. Like, I have that capacity now where I didn't before. And I'm bringing this up because in retrospect, I feel like I'm able to share some of that hardship of knowing that some of my dream just had to wait, but also some of the strategies I used to get closer to my dream when I know I didn't have the bandwidth to take on more clients, to, you know, put more time into my marketing strategy or funnels or whatever. And, you know, in order to hire out more, I needed to make more because it was a primary income source for us. It wasn't, you know, so I could dive into that a ton, but I really developed this masterclass to really show the behind the scenes of what that looked like to be a present mom and a profitable CEO, and what different seasons look like and how I prepped. And I really take you behind the scenes of all of my strategies. Of course, like I said, I have so many different courses and modules up, but I really wanted to put this present motherhood focus in a masterclass that's completely free. You can go register for it. If you go register for it before January 20th, it's not going to be up there, but likely you are listening to this at a much later date and it will be automatically available, but you can go ahead and pre-register. It's going to be an, you know, at any time masterclass. You don't have to like book in a certain time frame, but I wanted to mention this because I know so many of you guys who have conversations with me on Instagram at Ambitious and Caffeinated are always talking about like, oh my gosh, I feel so inadequate because everyone else in my industry, they're just like, they act like they're making so much more than me, or there's this comparison. And the quickest way to steal your joy is always going to be the comparison trap. And at the end of the day, yes, there's so many other people in your industry who are doing so much better than you. That is such a bitter, sweet kind of experience. But when you realize that is really community over competition, and there's room for us all. And another thing, if you want to talk about mindset, this is very unscripted. Hope you're following my my thought pattern here. But what I found really interesting is when we look at other women's success and our tone dictates whether that's even a possibility for us. So let me break it down. If you are looking at someone else in your industry and you're like, why them? Why do they deserve it? Like, this is so unfair. I wish I was in their footsteps. I'm so bitter about the fact that they're further along than me, or whatever that story may sound or look like. It really takes away from the fact that you have the opportunity to decide, and your timelines might not look different, but the goal can always stand there. And so the piece of advice I have for you is when you see someone else doing really good in your industry, take the time to celebrate them and also look at that as proof that it's a possibility for you as well. Going back to the luxurious talk though, I can't tell you how many business owners I know that put themselves in extreme debt because they were spending more than they actually had, and the money management, I'm not even going to talk about money mindset, but simply the money management just was not there. So they're making all this money, but their bank accounts were still nearly at zero. And it's just really interesting because you really never know what someone's reality is. And social media is such a highlight reel. So I want you to take, if you take anything away from this, just know that you being your down to earth mundane self is extremely magnetizing for the clients who are looking for someone to help ground themselves. And you know what? This is not a bash on people who do love living a more luxurious lifestyle. Like, that is so good for them and I'm so happy for them, but that's just simply not me. And I'm not making one right or one wrong. I'm just simply saying that that is just not for me. And I remember feeling so inadequate about that for so long because I felt like maybe I was missing something. And in reality, like, I wasn't. I just needed to focus on becoming more me. And the more I do that, and I am that imperfect person, both business owner and mom, I'm not a perfect person. And the more I show that, the more I find my people. And so I hope this just was encouraging for you, that you don't need to be this like millionaire flashing it all in order to have your in quotation success. And it really comes back down to, how do you define success? So I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be podcasting again. If you enjoyed this, take a screenshot, put it on Instagram at ambitiousandcaffeinated, tag me in your stories. And at the end of the month, I always give away a free coffee or two, depending on how many people. If you would feel so generous in your heart, I would absolutely appreciate if you left a review. Doesn't matter what platform you're on, it just brings my heart so much joy to see those reviews of how you've enjoyed it. So thank you so much. I hope you have a beautiful day, and I'll stay tuned for the next episode.